Two of the very best films of the year currently are playing in movie theaters and are raking in big bucks at the box office. The first is Prisoners, a taut suspenser about the mysterious disappearance of two young girls and the reaction of their respective families. And given the extreme behavior of one of the characters, and I am referring here to the actions of a distraught father, played with much intensity by Hugh Jackman, Prisoners will not be for everyone. But still, the film is nothing short of riveting as it offers an account of what might be fairly described as every parent's worst nightmare. Indeed, Prisoners is the most vivid celluloid depiction of unrelentingly deep familial anguish since Clint Eastwood's Mystic River. And then there is Gravity, which might be retitled Lost in Space. Essentially, this is a two-character tale about a pair of imperiled astronauts. George Clooney plays one of them, and he essentially is playing George Clooney. And this is not a bad thing, as Clooney effortlessly and famously radiates natural charm and likability. But Sandra Bullock, who plays the central character, offers a deep, heartfelt performance as a character who is as emotionally vulnerable as she is a skilled scientist. And what also makes Gravity special is Alfonso Cuarón's fluid direction. Unlike so many contemporary films that are structured around their editing, with shot after shot that are many seconds long, Cuarón loads his film with lengthy shots that feature fluid camera movement and that allow the viewer sufficient time to take in the scope of the on-screen imagery. And unlike so many contemporary special effects-laden films that focus on flashy visuals while spotlighting the antics of one-dimensional characters and feature plot lines that have more holes than Swiss cheese, Gravity exudes tremendous intelligence in its storytelling. Now, as I say, Prisoners and Gravity both are box office hits. But still, there is enormous pressure on new movies, and in particular, new movies with big budgets and major stars, to be instant smash hits. Does this explain why Tom Hanks, the star of the just-released Captain Phillips, announced while selling his film on David Letterman that he is a type 2 diabetic? Now, just before the new movies open theatrically, name actors make the rounds of the TV talk shows. They yak up their product, with the host often adding that the film in question is a must-see, and these appearances are instantly forgotten. But Hanks's admission of his medical condition earned headlines and an increased awareness of his new movie. So did news reports that the real-life crew of the cargo ship depicted in Captain Phillips had filed a lawsuit against the ship's owners, alleging that the title character, who is played by Hanks, was far less than the heroic figure depicted on screen. And then there is The Fifth Estate, also new to theaters, which tells the story of Julian Assange, the controversial WikiLeaks founder. It also was reported in the media that Assange had penned an open letter to Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays him in the film, in which he damned the Fifth Estate, calling it toxic and deceitful. Will this media coverage, which conveniently appeared just before the release of Captain Phillips and the Fifth Estate, convince otherwise disinterested moviegoers to buy tickets to them to see what all the fuss is all about? Now, on one level, a film should be able to draw in audiences simply because of its high quality. This certainly has been the case with Gravity and Prisoners. But at the same time, in an era in which a movie that opens on a Friday will be dubbed a winner or a loser by Sunday, based solely on its immediate box office take, it is understandable that moviegoers will go to any and all extremes to sell their product to the public.